Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance each week to play for you songs that I hope will tug your heartstrings. Not every song will tug every heartstring, but hopefully a few will hit you. And whether it plucks sorrow or joy or fear, well, that's up to the song. I just want to ring it loud. And I've got a number of strange songs tonight. It's a more eclectic show. They're not that many big hits, pop hits and country hits, more kind of things that are closer to poetry. But they reach me, and I hope they'll reach you. The first one is Billie Jean by Michael Jackson. And I've seen many singers, especially on videos, capture 30,000 people with their voice and the things they do in the song. But Michael Jackson on this song, Billie Jean, if you go on YouTube and look around at some of the videos, he does it with dance and his voice too. But the dance is just utterly captivating. And one of the videos shows thousands of people doing this very complex dance that he does for Billie Jean. Very impressive. Anyway, this is Michael Jackson with Billie Jean.
She
Michael Jackson singing Billie Jean. The next song is Cajun Jambalaya by Freddie Fender. I heard it and liked it a lot. I got wondering why Freddie Fender was singing Jambalaya. What would make him qualified to do that? I know him as a country music singer. I looked him up. He's a country, Tejana, and rock. And then I found this quote about him. It says, although Freddie was a Chicano from Texas, marketed as a country artist, much of his formative career was spent in South Louisiana. Spiritually, Fender's music was from the Louisiana swamps. I guess that explains why he could do a Cajun song and make it sound right to me. Here it is. This is Jambalaya by Freddie Fender.
A song entitled Jambalaya and a Crawfish Pie and a Philly Gumbo. Take it away whenever you're ready. Goodbye, Joe. We gotta go. Me on my you. We gotta go. Big fun on the bike. Take it away, brother.
Voy a ponerles tu jardín a pan.
That was Freddie Fender with Jambalaya. That last part was a cultural experience. He was singing a Cajun song with Cajun rhythm and Cajun intonation in Spanish. I could understand part of it. Anyway, that was kind of fun. Now, we're going to switch gears a lot here. This is a folk song. It's called Did Trouble Me by Susan Werner. And I think it's kind of about collective unconscious and a little bit to do with guilt and living up to your expectations. It's called Did Trouble Me. And I guess the idea for me is that when you do something that inside you know you shouldn't do, it will trouble you.
When I closed my eyes so I would not see, my Lord did trouble me. When I let things stand that should not be, my Lord did trouble me. When I held my head too high, too proud, my Lord did trouble me. When I raised my voice too little, too loud, my Lord did trouble me. Did trouble me with a word or a sign, with the ringing of the bell in the back of my mind. Did trouble me, did stir my soul, for to make me human, to make me whole. When I slept too long, slept too deep,
my Lord did trouble me.
Put a worrisome vision into my sleep,
my Lord did trouble me.
When I held myself away and apart,
my Lord did trouble me.
And the tears of my brother didn't move my heart,
my Lord did trouble me.
Did trouble me with a word or a sign, did trouble me, did stir my soul, for to make me human, to make me
with Did Trouble Me. Now comes a touch of class for the evening. This, I believe, is Bach. So you musicians can contact me and let me know if I got it wrong. I know it's a fugue in E minor, and I'm assuming it's Bach. It's by the Swingle Singers. And what they've done is they've assigned a instrument to each voice. And I don't believe there are any instruments in here. We'll see. But so it gives the, you get to hear the Bach fugue. And you can hear the parts so clearly because the human voice is so clear to our ears. And I find it fascinating. I love Bach anyway, and the way they perform it just grabs me and kind of twists my brain around a bit. So, this is the Swingle Singers singing Fugue in E minor. Swingle Singers singing Fugue in E minor. Well, the last piece, Fugue in E minor, is kind of for the eclectic eggheads in a way, and this one is for the other end of the spectrum. This is for everybody, including kids. It's the Smothers Brothers from the Smothers Brothers Show. In the late 60s, these two brothers had this great show, and they were singers, and they would kid around. And here are the two brothers, a little repartee in front, and they end up singing a song, asking the audience to sing with them. And it's just a lot of fun. It's called Pretoria. And I happen to have gone to a place where the whole group that were there for the week sang Pretoria together the last day. So I understand what's going on. This is the Smothers Brothers with Pretoria.
Tommy, how about let's do a sing-along? I mean, everybody seems to be having a good time and a great audience. And why don't we just have everybody join together in unison and sing? And you know, it'd be a great sing-along? You know.
Well, what would be a great sing-along, Dickie Smothers, boy that sibling?
Thank you, Batman. I think marching to Pretoria would be a good sing-along. And everybody get up, and we'll all march around the breakfast table. Right?
Nobody has any spoons.
Spoons?
Oh, we are marching to Pretoria. Pretoria, Pretoria, oh, we are marching to Pretoria, Pretoria today. Hey, we are marching to Pretoria, 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 oh, we are marching to Pretoria, Pretoria today.
Friends, let's all join in now and sing with my brother and myself as we sing Marching to Pretoria. It's going to be a lot of fun. The words are very simple. The words go, Marching to Pretoria, 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 Marching to Pretoria, Pretoria today. Hey.
Oh, we are marching to Pretoria, Pretoria.
Keep it rolling.
Pretoria. Oh, we are marching to to Pretoria, Pretoria today.
Wasn't that a lot of fun? Let's try to keep this enthusiasm going now as we launch right into another group participation. But this time there'll be no singing involved. This'll be a group participation. We want you to let your hair down and join and be one of the gang, and this'll be a fun thing for you. Okay, gang? Nod your heads. Here we go.
Have him in left with your left hand and grab your partner.
By the hand.
By the hand.
Makes a difference.
Can't be both grabbing and...
All right, come on.
Actually, this is an exciting marching song entitled Marching to Pretoria. Pretoria happens to be the capital city of the Union of South Africa. Most marching songs are done in foreign countries, like the last marching song I think we all fondly remember here in the United States was the exciting marching song March of the River Kwai from the Academy Award-winning movie March of the River Kwai. You all remember that, I'm sure. It sold 7 million records, that marching song, but never once could we ever join in and sing along with the March of the River, you know, the Bridge of the River Kwai, because they never sang the words of that marching song. They always whistled the words. You remember that? Yeah, you remember. They just always whistled the words.
That's right.
People come out and say, boy, I sure wish I could sing along with, they always whistled the words. Words were dirty. Every time you hear people whistling, you know they're whistling bad words. See any little kids walking down the street, they start whistling, slap them down.
Hey, all right, now that's enough. You sing with me and I'll sing with you. And we will sing together. And we will dance together. And we will sing together. You sing with me and I'll sing with you. We will dance and sing together as we march along.
Everybody sing.
So we are marching to Pretoria.
Wowie!
Pretoria. Pretoria.
Well,
we are marching to Pretoria.
Take it. You deserve another chance.
Oh, we are marching to Pretoria. Pretoria. Pretoria.
Take it.
About that.
You sound as good.
What they sound like, Tommy?
They sounded to me like a Norman Abersnackle choir. They're singing out.
All right, Tommy, you take it.
You sleep with me, I'll sleep with
hey,
you.
Hey, wait a minute. So we will march together. So we will march together. So we will march together.
You sleep with me, I'll sleep with you.
Marching, 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 oh, marching to Pretoria, Pretoria.
Last chance to join in.
Pretoria by the Smothers Brothers, and I guess it wasn't quite as PG-rated as I had thought it was. Next comes a unique song. Sometimes when a song comes out, it defies genre. It doesn't fit a genre. And so usually they call these things novelty songs, but the novelty songs often are a little stranger than this. This is, anyway, it's called The Little White Cloud That Cried by Johnny Ray. And Johnny Ray made a career out of crying. Anyway, I love this song. It's a simple story, and I was about 13, so it hit me pretty good. The Little White Cloud That Cried by Johnny Ray.
I went walking down by the river, feeling very sad inside, when all at once I saw in the sky the little white cloud that cried. He told me he was very lonesome, and no one cared if he lived or died, and said sometimes the thunder and lightning would make all the little clouds hide. He said, have faith in all kinds of weather, for the sun will always shine. Now do your best and always remember the dark clouds pass with time. He asked me if I'd tell all my world just how hard those little clouds try. That's how I know I'll always remember that little white cloud that sat right down and a cry.
The Little White Cloud That Cried by Johnny Ray. Well, I mentioned that tonight has quite a mix of songs, and here comes another one. This is And the Band Played Waltzing Matilda. It was written by the singer, Eric Bogle, who is Scottish and immigrated to Australia and wrote this in Australia. It's probably another one of the very strong anti-war songs that I've heard. It's a story, and you get to hear the story. So here is Eric Bogle with his song, The Band Played Waltzing Matilda.
Now when I was a young man, I carried me pack, and I lived the free life of the rover. From the Murray's green basin to the dusty outback, well, I waltzed my Matilda all over. Then in 1915, my country said, son, it's time you stop rambling, there's work to be done. So they gave me a tin hat and they gave me a gun, and they marched me away to the war. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as the ship pulled away from the quay. And amidst all the cheers, the flag waving and tears, we sailed off for Gallipoli. And how well I remember that terrible day, how our blood stained the sand and the water, and of how in that hell that they called Suvla Bay, we were butchered like lambs at the slaughter. Johnny Turk, he was waiting, he'd primed himself well, he showered us with bullets and he rained us with shell, and in 5 minutes flat he'd blown us all to hell. nearly blew us right back to Australia. But the band played Waltzing Matilda. When we stopped to bury our slain, we buried ours and the Turks buried theirs. Then we started all over again. And those that were left, well, we tried to survive in that mad world of blood, death and fire. And for 10 weary weeks I kept myself alive, though around me the corpses piled higher. Then a big Turkish shell knocked me arse overhead, and when I woke up in me hospital bed and saw what it had done, well, I wished I was dead. Never knew there was worse things than dying, for I'll go no more waltzing Matilda. All around the green bush far and free, to hum tent and pegs, a man needs both legs. No more waltzing Matilda for me. So they gathered the crippled, the wounded, the maimed, and they shipped us back home to Australia. The legless, the armless, the blind, the insane, those proud wounded heroes of Suvla. And as our ship pulled into Circular Quay, I looked at the place where me legs used to be, and thank Christ there was nobody waiting for me. To grieve, to mourn, and to pity. But the band played Waltzing Matilda as they carried us down the gangway. But nobody cheered, they just stood and stared. Then they turned all their faces away. And so now, every April, I sit on me porch and I watch the parade pass before me. And I see my old comrades, how proudly they march, reviving old dreams of past glories. And the old men march slowly, all bones stiff and sore. They're tired old heroes from a forgotten war. And the young people ask, what are they marching for? And I ask myself the same question. But the band plays Waltzing Matilda, and the old men still answer the call. But as year follows year, more old men disappear. Someday no one will march there at all. Waltzing Matilda, Waltzing Matilda, who'll come a-waltzing Matilda with me? And their ghosts may be heard as they march by that billabong. Who'll come a-waltzing Matilda with me?
Eric Boggle with And the Band Played Waltzing Matilda. Well, sometimes man is challenged with things like war, other men, But sometimes just plain nature is what the adversary is. And this is a case here. This is Cool Water by the Sons of the Pioneers. And the idea is that you're out in a desert area where there's no water, and all you care about is water, and all you can think about is water. And this song catches that idea pretty well. Cool Water by the Sons of the Pioneers.
All day I faced a barren waste without the taste of water. Cool water. Old Dan and I, with throats burned dry and souls that cry for water. Dan, don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man, and he spreads a burning sand with water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for me and you? The nights are cool and I'm a fool. Each star's a pool of water. But with the dawn I'll wake and yawn and carry on to water. Cool water, clear water, keep a moving, Dan. Don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man, and he spreads the burning sand with water. Then can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and is waiting there for me and you? The shadows sway and seem to say, tonight we'll pray for water. Cool water. And way up there he'll hear our prayer and show. Keep a moving, Dan, don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man, and he spreads the burning sand with water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and is waiting there for me and you?
Cool, clear water. Cool Water by the Sons of the Pioneers. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. And you can pick us up on the web at WEHCFM.com. So anywhere in the world, you can listen to Wombats and Music. And it's my chance to put in a few odd things every now and then. Then I call those odd things jokes, stories, whatever. I call them wombats. Tonight doesn't have a real wombat, although the little white cloud that cried is closed. Marching Pretoria is getting in there. And the next one also. This is The Windmills of Your Mind. I've played two other versions of this on my show, one by Sting that I like a lot. This is a new one to me. I've never heard of this artist. Her name is Sien Eeg, E-E-G. I suppose she pronounces that Eeg, not egg. The Windmills of Your Mind. And it's almost more like poetry than music. It's very intense, almost cerebral, a cerebral version of The Windmills of Your Mind. Thank you.
like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on an ever-spinning wheel. Like a snowball down a mountain or a carnival balloon, like a carousel that's turning, running rings around the moon, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face, and the world is like an apple whirling silently in space. Like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Yeah. Like a tunnel that you follow to a tunnel of its own, down a hollow to a cavern where the sun has never shone. Like a door that keeps revolving in a half-forgotten dream, or the ripples from a pebble someone tosses in a stream. Like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face, and the world is like an apple whirling silently in space. Like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Keys that jingle in your pocket, words that jangle in your head. Why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said? Lovers walk along the shore, leave their footprints in the sand. It's the sound of a distant drumming, just the fingers of your hand. Pictures hanging in a hallway, and the fragment of a song. Have remembered names and faces, but to whom do they belong? When you knew that it was over, you were suddenly aware that the autumn leaves were turning to the color of his hair. That jingle in your pocket, words that jangle in your head. Why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said? Lovers walk along the shore, leave their footprints in the sand. It's the sound of distant drumming, just the fingers of your hand. Pictures hanging in a hallway, and the fragment of a song. Half remembered names and faces, but to whom do they belong? When you knew that it was over, you were suddenly aware that the autumn leaves were turning to the color of his hair. Like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, on a never spinning reel. As the images unwind, like the circles that you find in the windmills. hills of your mind.
The Windmills of Your Mind by Sine Eeg. Next is another reflective song by a woman. This is Crystal Gale, has one of the most beautiful voices I've ever heard. And this is called A Long and Lasting Love. I had never heard it before the other day, and I ran across it. And I think it expresses everyone's dream. What we want in life is a long and lasting love. And it occurred to me that in some sense we get that. Even if we have romances that fail and separations and divorces, once you've really loved someone, it never completely goes away, which is a good thing and a bad thing. But if you're blessed to love, you will have a long and lasting love. I think she wants one that doesn't have a breakup in the middle, but it's a beautiful song. Here's Crystal Gale, A Long and Lasting Love. Crystal Gale, A Long and Lasting Love. Next up is John Prine singing a song, another one, a new one to me. John Prine was one of the greatest folk song writers and performers of his generation, He died last year from the COVID virus, a great loss. And this song, it just lets his mind kind of ramble. Somebody asks, sort of, you know, what happened to Jesus in the Bible? We don't hear about him between the time he's about 12 and time he's about 30. Where was he? So John Prine just lets his mind go and kind of fills in. What could have happened to Jesus in those years? Here are a few of the things that happened. And it's kind of whimsical and just a nice feel to it. John Prine, Jesus, the Missing Years.
Thank you. I got the idea for this song. I guess somebody was telling me at a party once, a couple of years back. I don't know how we got around to this conversation, but somebody started telling me that there was all these missing years in the life of Jesus. He was missing from the time he was 12 until he was 30. And I said, you mean like nobody knew where he was? And he said, nobody. So that kind of like stuck in the back of my mind, you know. I thought, nobody. One of the most influential and controversial figures in the history of mankind. And nobody knows where he was for 18 years. I snuck away on a fishing trip once with this waitress for a couple of days, and by the time we got back to Nashville, everybody knew where we were. Jesus, the missing years. It was raining, it was cold. West Bethlehem was no place for a 12-year-old. So he packed his bag and he headed out to find out what the world's about. He went to France, he went to Spain. He found love, he found pain. He found stores, so he started to shop. But he had no money, so he got in trouble with a cop. Kids in trouble with the cops from Israel didn't have no home. So he cut his hair and he moved to Rome. It was there he met his Irish bride, and they rented a flat on the Lower East Side of Rome. Italy, that is. Music publishers, bookbinders, Bible belters, money changers, spoon benders, and lots of pretty Italian chicks. Charlie bought some popcorn. Billy bought a car. Someone almost bought the farm, but they didn't go that far. And things shut down at midnight, at least round here they do, because we all reside down the block inside 23 Skidoo. Wine was flowing, so were beers. So Jesus found his missing years. He went to a dance and said, this don't move me. So he hiked up his pants and he went to a movie. On his 13th birthday, he saw Rebel Without a Cause. He went straight on home and invented Santa Claus, who gave him a gift and he responded in kind. He gave the gift of love and went out of his mind. You see, him and the wife wasn't getting along. So he took out his guitar and he wrote a song called The Dove of Love Fell Off the Perch. But he couldn't get divorced in the Catholic Church. At least not back then anyhow. Jesus was a good guy. He didn't need this. So he took a pill with a bag of peanuts and a Coca-Cola and he swallowed it. He discovered the Beatles. He recorded with the Stones. Once he even opened up a three-way package in Southern California for old George Jones. And Charlie bought some popcorn, and Billy bought a car. Someone almost bought the farm, but they didn't go that far. And things shut down at midnight, at least round here they do, 'cause we all reside down the block inside 23 Skidoo. The years went by like sweet little days, with babies crying pork chops and Beaujolais. When he woke up, he was 17. The world was angry. The world was mean. While the man down the street and the kid on the stoop all agreed that life stank, all the world smelled like poop. Baby poop, that is. The worst kind. So he grew his hair long and threw away his comb, headed back to Jerusalem to find Ma and Dad and home. But when he got there, the cupboard was bare, except for an old black man with a fishing rod. He said, "What are you gonna be when you grow up?" Jesus said, "God." Oh my God, what have I got myself into? I'm a human corkscrew. All my wine is blood. They're gonna kill me, Mama. They don't like me, bud. So Jesus went to heaven. And he went there awful quick. All them people killed him. And he wasn't even sick. So come and gather around me, my contemporary peers, and I'll tell you all the story of Jesus, the missing years. Charlie bought some popcorn, and Billy bought a car. Someone almost bought the farm, but they didn't go that far. And things shut down at midnight, at least round here they do, 'cause we all reside down the block inside at 23 Skidoo. We all reside down the block inside at 23 Skidoo. Thank you.
Jesus, the Missing Years by John Prine. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. And I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. And it's my chance to play for you songs I hope will grab your heartstrings and pluck them. So, did any of them get you this week? I hope so. They all got mine. Of course, I get to pick the ones that do, but I hope they reach you. We're approaching the end of the show, and I'd like to end my show the same way every week. And what I do is I have a little audience participation time, so like the Smothers Brothers, and I ask you to join me. So here we go. I want you to please join me in celebrating, most joyously, our being here at all. Goodbye.